This is Festival Notes, your daily guide to concerts and activities at the Aspen Music Festival and School. Good morning. I am Matt Erickson for Aspen Public Radio, the official voice of the Aspen Music Festival. Today is Monday, July 15th.
Paris and Vienna and Venice, and you know, it's like all, it just goes everywhere. It doesn't matter what your budget is or anything, you can't really do everything that's there. So you're very dependent on the suggestive. It really lets everyone jump into their imagination and find solutions for how to tell the story.
That's Aspen Opera Theater Center Director Edward Berkeley discussing Bernstein's Candide. Tonight at 7, the operetta receives its third and final performance at the Wheeler Opera House. Since its 1956 Broadway premiere, Candide has had a complicated history, including a number of different revisions and additions. Here again is director Edward Berkeley.
You read the list of who's worked on trying to change it and find the solution. And it's essentially because the score is so fantastic, you believe that there must be a solution.
The conductor for this evening's performance of Candide is George Manahan. Performing the title role of Voltaire's naive protagonist is tenor Jonathan Johnson. Also this evening, the 6 p.m. chamber music program at Harris Concert Hall features two ambitious works, Henry Brandt's experimental concerto for flute choir, Angels and Devils, and Franz Schubert's hour-long octet for strings and winds. In 1824, Schubert was commissioned to write this piece as a companion to Beethoven's popular septet. I am Matt Erickson. Listen at this time each day for more Festival Notes, a feature we're proud to present each summer here only on Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. You can also listen online at aspenpublicradio.org.